This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. And how on earth in this crazy world do you find success? Everybody's jumping from thing to thing, from diet to diet, from workout plan to workout plan, from business to business. And do you realize that the attention span of a human being is now 5 seconds? You know, goldfish is 8, and we are now 5 seconds. Back in the 1980s, I think it was about 30 minutes. So think about that. What was the biggest difference? Social media. Cell phones, text messages, beepers, all these different things that pulled us so far out of our creative abilities to understand and sit with our thoughts and understand what we really, 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 really want to do. We're so easily influenced. Within a second, you change your mind, right? All of a sudden, you start a new diet plan and you're talking about it. And so your phone picks up the algorithm. And so it sends you all this different stuff. Next thing you know, you're doing lemon in your coffee. And then you're doing apple cider vinegar. And then you're doing the carnivore diet. Then you're doing the fruit diet. Then you're doing, it's just constant, 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 constant. So how do you really succeed? So I'm going to be writing a new book. We're actually in the process of writing a new book, and it's going to be called, basically the concept of it is Fuck Mindset. I don't know if that title is taken. I think it is, but it's really just helping people understand discipline and consistency. But what is truly the thing that creates discipline is having a freaking plan. How do you know where you're going if you don't have a GPS or you don't have a plan or you don't have steps or understanding of where you need to go? You can create vision boards all day. You can think about it all day, but really understanding what you're seeing on your vision board as your success measure is, how do you reverse engineer that backwards to be able to accomplish that? So step one is finding out what your target is. Say it's a person, okay? And let's just say you want to be like Coach JV. Let's just say that. Let's just say it's for coaching sakes, right? So you want to be like Coach JV. So number one, you'd want to watch my behaviors. What do I do on a daily basis? And I'm not saying you want to be like me, but this is an example. So number one, you can pick up clues and hints on my social media. I read a book every single day. Okay. If you go to my Instagram page, click the link in my bio, Headway app. I read a book every single day. Every single night I do subconscious mind programming. So I talk about this stuff, right? If you're in the academy, I give you the exact steps on how I live my life through the 120-day challenge. So you pick a person, you find out the activities and behaviors that they do on a daily basis. Sometimes their social media will give you clues. Sometimes they have books. Some people will talk about them, podcast interviews, and study the living shit out of them. And what you want to do is create steps based on the activities they do and model what they do. And as you start to model what they do, you create disciplined activities around that for a long enough period of time until you can start to see some results and you start to mold and shape your own reality around it. So you're not trying to be like me, but you're trying to get the steps and process in place to get the rhythm going, to get this new subconscious mind programming going, to get the new neuroplasticity going, to get the new level of awareness going. So you can start to shape and mold your own reality as you get there. Because as you get there, you may, you know, you can plagiarize all day and then all of a sudden you start to create your own style, right? So I was listening to Tony Robbins, Les Brown, I'm trying to think of people, Bob Proctor, Eckhart Tolle, all kinds of different people, right? And I took all these different factors and I molded them into Coach JV and who I am today, right? I feel like I'm one of the most disciplined, consistent human beings that I've ever met in my life, but that's me. And then I started to learn my human design and attachment theory and all these different things that I'm working on right now. And so each year and each thing I learn and each new level of education I get, I become a new person, which with the new person becomes a new target. And with the new target becomes new activities. And with new activities becomes new disciplines. With new disciplines becomes a new schedule and all these different things. So you don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. So you just want to make sure you get disciplined. So number one, you need to find a target. Number two is you need to figure out what the target does. Number three is that you want to be disciplined and consistent for a long enough period of time. And then it's okay to bring your own style, right? But I'll leave you with this. Remember, always make sure that you're seeking wise counsel, right? Always make sure that you're seeking wise counsel. So if you're listening to somebody, make sure that the counsel is wise. Is a person actually doing it? Are they living the lifestyle that they say? You know, if they say they're a mindset expert, are they truly manifesting? Are they manifesting stuff into the reality? So I say, don't listen to people that you can't learn from. Okay. And I got that from Nipsey Hussle. Don't listen to people you can't learn from. When wise counsel talks, speak. So if someone's saying they're a mindset expert, and damn, they should be a manifestation expert, right? You should start to see it within their physical reality at some point, right? There's nothing wrong with following someone's journey and growing with them, just like I did. You guys followed my journey. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down, but we go through it together. We rise together. But you're seeing progress within my life, right? You're seeing my lifestyle change. You're starting to see, you know, I don't show all my personal lifestyle stuff, but you see that I'm traveling and I'm speaking now and I'm meeting people. And so you can see progress in my life. So it gives you some indication that something is working, right? But if you really look at other people's lives that are preaching this mindset and motivation, are their lives really improving? Is it the lifestyle that you want? Are you seeing that they're moving forward in their life? Are they building new things? Are they inspiring and motivating people? Are people posting about them? Are people sharing their ideas and their expression? So it's very important to create the target by looking at the person that you want to be, reverse engineering those activities into a daily schedule, being disciplined and consistent, like I said, for a long enough period of time. Once you experience that new vibrational frequency and that new neuroplasticity, and then it's time to start to make your own, become your own person, okay? So I love you guys. I appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise. Visit www.3twarrior.com.